Black cat across your path. Must be Mr. Stat, turning Billy upside down. Well, I hope that's a Jehovah Witness. Wanting to discuss hours of philosophical observation.
Ice Cube, do you think you can give me some money to get my hair done?
What's wrong with your hair right now?
Well, you know I get it done every week, and I need my nails done too.
Look, I'ma tell you like this. I ain't the one to get played like a poop butt. See, I'm from the street, so I know what's up on these silly games that's played by the women. I'm only happy when I'm going up in them. But you know, I'm a menace to society, but girls in biker shorts are so fly to me, so I step to them with aggression. Listen to the kid and learn a lesson today. See, they think we narrow-minded, cause they got a cute face and big behind it. So I walk over and say, how you doing? See, I'm only down for screwing, but you know, you gotta play it off cool. Cause if they catch you slipping, you get schooled. They'll get you for your money, son. Next thing you know, you're getting their hair and their nails done for them. They'll let you show them off. But when it comes to sex, they got a bad cough or a headache. It's all give and no take. Run out of money and watch your heart break. They'll drop you like a bad habit, cause a brother with money, yo, they gotta have it. Messing with me though, they gets none. You can't juice Ice Cube, girl, cause I ain't the one.
Girl, you gotta get these brothers for all the money you can, honey. Cause if they ain't got no money, they can't do nothing for me but get out of my face.
I know what you mean, girl, it ain't no wild thing jumping off unless you got dollars.
Sometimes I used to wonder how the hell a ugly dude get a fine girl's number. He's getting juice for his ducats. I tell a girl in a minute, yo, I drive a bucket and won't think nothing of it. She can ride or walk, either leave it or love it. I show her that I'm not the O, the N-E. Say I'm a ruthless N-I-double-G-A. Cause I'm gaming on a female that's gaming on me. You know I spell girl with a B. A brother like me is only out for one thing. I think with my ding-a-ling, but I won't bring no flowers to your doorstep when we going out. Cause you'll take it for granted, no doubt. And after the day, I'ma wanna do the wild thing. You want lobster? I'm thinking Burger King. And when I take you, you get frustrated. You can't juice Ice Cube and you hate it. But you see, I don't go nuts over girls like you with the big old butts and start coming out the pocket to knock it. But when the damage is done, you can only lay me, girl. You can't play me, girl, for the simple fact that I ain't the one.
Don't care how they look, if they got money, we can hook up, but they ain't getting none. Yeah, I just make them think they gon' get some. Play with their mind a little bit and get that money. Oh, Ice Cube, can I have some money, please?
Give you money, why bother? Cause you know I'm looking nothing like your father. Girl, I can't be played or ganked. Gank means getting took for your bank or your gold or your money or something. 9 times out of 10, she's giving up nothing. They get mad when I put it in perspective. But let's see if my knowledge is effective. To the brothers, man, they robbing you blind. Cause they fine with a big behind, but pay it no mind. Keep your money to yourself, homie. And if you got enough game, you'll get her name and her number without going under. You can't leave them and love them and stay above them. I used to get no play, now she stay behind me. Cause I said I had a Benz 190. But I lied and played the one just to get some. Now she feels dumb. To my homies it's funny, but that's what you get trying to play me for my money. Now don't you feel used? But I don't give a hoot, huh? Because I knock boots. You shouldn't be so damn material and try to milk Ice Cube like cereal. How many times do I have to say it? Cause if I have to go get a gun, you girls will learn I don't burn. You think I'm a sucker, but I ain't the one.
But you said you love me.
I don't see no rings on this finger.
Why are you doing me like this? I love you.
Yeah, you love my money. I got what I wanted. Beat it.
resembles more of a bar fight than a wrestling match.
All the way up in the stands, and some 18,197 fans watching. Oh my goodness, they don't care where they take this thing.
Her heart is spinning, months and months of frustration on Stone Cold Steve Austin. These two men are beating and battering each other.
Hit that drunk with a jacket on.
This is what WrestleMania is about. Headbutt by the Hitman. Bret Hart and Hitman Bret Hart going at it. Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold has him. Stone Cold has Bret Hart hooked from our vantage point. Tries to get him up and jam him right. No!
Bret Hart back body dropping. Austin down right up there in the bleachers.
Down the steps. Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin taking it to the street, so to speak, which is what we're going to see later on in that Chicago street fight. Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And Ken Shamrock following right behind.
It's like a free-for-all out there.
And Hart, as you said before, JR, taking out all that frustration about having been screwed all these many months, all these many times. Bret Hart with Stone Cold. Look at that. Oh! Here's how it all started. We're back in the corral area at Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh!
These men have spent about 30 seconds in the ring and several minutes outside just beating the living heck out of each other.
Get over there where you can hear him, Shamrock.
We'll be right back. in the house. And today I'm doing one of my not-so-desired jobs. With me, I have the psycho yuppie from Scarsdale, New York.
Easy.
The person you love to hate, Mr. Paul E. Dangerously. Mr. Dangerously, last week you had this human being. He was so large.
He was gigantic.
He was the biggest human being. What is his name and where did he come from?
Well, what his name is, Maddie, in the house is quite irrelevant, but his job here in the ECWC, that is significant. This is the man that's in charge of cranking Sabu up and keeping him in his cage locked away until February 5th, putting his hand into the cage, feeding him for what?
What is this guy's name? Where did he come from? And what's he going to do in ECW?
Hey, don't ever take that tone with me.
Now look, Sabu, he might be a little scary. You, you're no roughneck.
Him, I'm scared.
Yeah, him you should be afraid of, but you see, you have nothing to be afraid of as long as you do your job, and that's just to hold this microphone. You see, on February 5th, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen. Sabu is going to take to this match against Terry Funk against Shane Douglas. Three-way match, three superstars, three men that have each held the ECW title, and he's going to walk into the ring on February 5th, a man possessed, a man obsessed with the demise of Terry Funk to finally end his miserable, stinking career. And as for you, Shane Douglas, before you ever get a chance to be the franchise, you're going to be out of the ECW, out of the NWA, out of professional wrestling for good. And as for you, big man, let me just tell you something. When we first brought you here to handle Sabu, when we first wanted you to personally tie Sabu, chain him up to the gurney, when we wanted you to wheel him out to the ring, when we wanted you to do all these jobs, I did not realize that you had what it took to be inside you to be a professional wrestler. I didn't realize that you were as big as you were, as bad as you were. I did not realize you were invincible. I did not realize that you were invulnerable. I did not realize that you were indestructible. I did not realize that you were impervious to pain. And to tell you the truth, a man that has to keep Sabu tied down, chained down until February 5th to harbor all that aggression, to unleash then that violence on February 5th, that has to be to contain Sabu until February 5th when that explosion will happen. That has to be the toughest job in the state of Pennsylvania. No. That has to be the toughest job in the entire Northeast. No. That has to be the toughest job in the ECW. As a matter of fact, it must be the toughest job in the wrestling world. As a matter of fact, big man, that has to be the toughest job in the world.
Not my world.
Oh, you see, Maddie in the house, you see everybody out there, what it boils down to is this. On February 5th, I will unleash this man in the ECW arena, and I will also let you know what his name is. But on February 5th, I promise you this, Terry Funk, I promise you this, franchise Shane Douglas, Sabu is going to give the most awesome display of violence ever perpetrated in the history of professional wrestling.
Yo, I wouldn't pick a fight with that dude, and neither should you.
Yeah.
why he wants to continue, McMahon.
Ahmed Johnson, a great competitor, certainly no quit in this man. And now, give me a break. Unbelievable. Ahmed Johnson taking an unbelievable risk. Let's take another look at it now. Look at that.
Drop kick crush right in midair. And now look at this.
Over the top rope to the outside is Crush.
Farouk, you better get down here.
And look at this now. Ahmed taking over on Crush. By the way, at the conclusion of this matchup,
Hey.
Shawn Michaels scheduled to join us. But right now,
look.
Oh, wait a minute. Farouk coming in from behind. Farouk with Ahmed and, oh no, sends him right into the steel steps. Farouk throwing Ahmed Johnson into Crush. And Ahmed Johnson has taken a tremendous drubbing. Crush setting him up.
Here we go.
Setting him up for the heart punch. Crush runs up it. Oh, right in the chest.
Nobody gets up from that, McMahon, including Ahmed Johnson.
That's unbelievable.
He got him.
Here is
Can you believe
winner.
It, McMahon?
The culmination of all of the activities of the weekend, obviously catching up with Ahmed Johnson. The attack of the whole nation of domination Saturday afternoon. Notwithstanding what happened just yesterday on WWF Superstars, and unfortunately, Ahmed Johnson is paying the price.
It's official. Ahmed Johnson is a patriot.
Blue.
pick it up and let's go.
You might not get back for another 10 years. Arrivederci, Napoli. This really is a beautiful city.
What the hell? Let's go.
Bruceine. You'll, be dead in a few minutes. Listen, you'll really appreciate this. This stuff is absolutely clear when it's in solution. I just coated the inside of the glass with it and let it dry. And when the wine hit it, it went right back into solution. No trace. Looks just like a heart attack. You said every man has his jelly spot. Yours was, you just couldn't cut it alone.
Was it because of your father?
You killed him. I thought he just died. You see? There you are. They told you who to hit. It kept the whole idea from being what we talked about. You needed a license. Their license. I'm gonna pick my own mark. Hit when I want. Just like you said. Standing outside. See Naples and die.
Steve, if you read this, it means I didn't make it back. It also means you've broken a filament controlling a 13-second delay trigger. End of game. Bang, you're dead.
With a that says you ain't half the man he used to be. He has strength and worked his life to feed his family. So if that's the way it has to be, I'll say goodbye to you. No, I'm not that guy, or so it seems, to fill my old man's shoes.
name on the back of her belt. She got a kiss on her lips for her man and no one else. A coyote's howling out on the prairie. But first comes love, and then comes marriage. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl.
You know what? You know what really pisses me off, man? I don't get this where you have to pay to see God, man. You know, I'm going to die tomorrow, so if I don't get $7 million, I'll die. Well, I know what I say, fucking die, asshole. Guys, to say if you listen to the likes of Ozzy Osbourne, you're sure as what gonna go to hell.